And welcome back to This Week on Channel 9. I'm Dan Fernandez, and our special guest...
I'm Clint Ruckus.
And Brian Keller is in Europe.
Yeah, I know. He was in Berlin. Is he still in Berlin right now?
I think he was at Tech Ed Europe, which I'm not sure where it is. He actually said somebody had their ringtone as the This Week on Channel 9 sound.
Really? Oh,
yes.
Wow.
I know. Coolest ever. So we got a bunch of news. I think one of the big things... By the time this goes live, we'll have announced Channel 9 live at PDC.
Yes.
So last week, Nick and I did the first ever Channel 9 live show, which worked out well. Thanks, everyone, for asking questions on Twitter.
Yeah.
Now we're taking it a step further, and Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday at PDC, at MicrosoftBDC.com, we'll be doing live broadcasts.
Yeah, so if someone actually wants to, and we'll be answering questions live from Twitter,
yes.
I believe it's at CH9Live.
Correct.
To ask us questions. So, and then we will have people monitoring that. So if you ask a question, as you saw us do on last week's show, we'll answer it.
Yeah, and we got a bunch of stars planned. I know Hanselman's Scott Hanselman's hosting a bunch of stuff.
Yep.
I'm doing a daily This Week on Channel 9 recap at the end. I think we'll be kicking it off, too. So lots of good stuff, maybe a couple surprises here and then, too.
Yep.
So definitely check it out. Next week should be a lot of fun. So next big news is that we acquired Team Prize.
Yes. So Team Prize is an IDE that...
It's not an IDE.
I know. I screwed up. I'm sorry.
It's a plugin for Eclipse.
Yes.
That gives your IDE support for TFS.
Yes. I totally botched that.
Works on OS X. Works on Mac, Linux. OS X is Mac. Great. I think the big news here is Martin Woodward.
Yes.
Who we've had on the show. Team System MVP of the Year. Of course, Team System as a word doesn't exist, which is why we had to buy Martin. So he's now a blue badge.
Yes, and he did have that giant belt buckle.
Yes.
But regrettably, because now he's a blue badge, he's got to turn it in.
Yeah, he's got to turn in his badge and his gun. So very excited to have Team
Prize.
But
now he gets a phaser.
Exactly. So kudos to the Team Prize acquisition. This is great for if you're a Java dev and you need to work in TFS or you're working in multiple environments.
Yep.
Your tools will, quote, just work on TFS.
So now this is your baby, the SDK for Facebook.
Yes. So, since 2007, we've been publishing, and this is with Clarity Consulting, and kudos to Ryan Powers, who's probably put way too much hours into this stuff, is what we've done is built an SDK so you can build Facebook applications. This includes WPF support, Silverlight support, Windows Form support, ASP.NET support.
ASP.NET MVC support.
ASP.NET MVC support. So it's basically everything you need to build an app. It does include some sample controls and tons of documentation. So the other big news is that Facebook is officially supporting our SDK as well. So kudos to everybody that worked on this stuff. So,
yeah.
And great for devs for building Facebook apps.
Exactly. So now we have Silverlight control for Bing Maps. This is SDK week, evidently.
Yeah, we got a ton of SDKs. And now this one is another Silverlight one, and it's interactive, meaning you go to this page and you can actually play with. It's a Silverlight control that you can play with and see the different calls and actually see the code on how you work with that control.
So today, I actually got to see a pirate map. So the piracy of everything that's happening in the world.
Oh, really?
And surprisingly, there was actually some in the islands that are south of Florida, so like Peru, the Caribbean islands. Exactly. I'm an American. That's my excuse for not knowing geography. So there was actually piracy there. I was a bit shocked.
Yeah, who knew?
I know.
They're stealing rum.
Yeah.
So, and speaking of other SDKs, this is Greg Duncan blogged about this, but it's the Amazon Web Services .NET SDK.
Yeah.
So this is to use their equivalent of, I guess, our Azure would be the right way to say it, but it's their Elastic Computing Cloud and a number of their different hosted services.
Yeah. Well, so, I mean, this is nice because historically, when you think of like the Amazon Web Services, to leverage those, you'd think, oh, I have to use Java. This actually gives you now native .NET support.
Yeah. So yet another SDK to add to play with. And speaking of content, Channel 9, actually, we announced three more training courses on channel9.mcn.com/learn. So I want to say there's like almost like 20 hours of video or so between the Office and SharePoint training courses. And they walk through Office as a platform, how to build Office business applications, how to build Office add-ins using Visual Studio 2010, how to build SharePoint applications with SharePoint 2010. Lots and lots of great content there. And, of course, the other one being Windows Server R2. So that includes, if you're into PowerShell programming.
R2, not 2003 R2.
Yes, Windows Server 2008 R2, the new version,
okay,
for lack of a better word, which is 64-bit only, in case anybody's wondering. PowerShell, lots of PowerShell stuff in there, and a bunch of other interesting stuff in terms of how to set up, configure, web environment, et cetera, et cetera. So definitely check this out. A lot of good content. So kudos to Donovan Follett, Paul Stubbs, and of course Phil Pennington for this content.
So the Devil's Guide, Field Guide to PDC. So Thomas Lewis is showing off or talking about what to actually be prepared for next week at PDC. He actually tells like where Microsoft people are going to hang out, so you guys can hang with us. We'll typically actually be at the Westin.
About the tweet up,
PDC or the Twitter tags. He even has a little thing at the bottom what not to do, which I kind of agree with. You know, just leave the kilt at home. I understand it's breathable, but just leave it at home.
Yeah, going up the stairs isn't pretty.
Okay,
moving right along. So we talked about Azure. This is a new post by Steve Marks, talking about a new service. So Windows Azure now has a content delivery network, or what's called a CDN. And basically, you can use a CDN for your media assets. So we use it for Channel 9. We use a CDN for, say, hosting our videos and hosting our images. So that way it's cached.
It's not just cached. Then it's also geo-located.
Exactly. So there's a number of things. This is how use it with a custom domain.
So when you say custom domain, that means then like I can do codingforfun.com, whack images, and then I now get a CDN?
Yes, and rather than saying like, and people have seen this in our links, is we actually show ECN, which is our CDN, a little confusing on the letters there. Rather than seeing that URL, you'd actually see a codingforfun.com URL or a channel9.mscn.com URL. So,
okay.
Yeah. So I love Andrew's videos. Yeah, I think he's a great speaker. So
yeah, I've shown a little clips when I was in the field of Andrew's videos, and actually people tended to like him just watching the video rather than actually have me demo live, which kind of made it was slightly awkward. But it was actually really interesting I don't have the entire history lesson of the battle chat, of what's happened with languages and whatnot. By watching the series, I get to pick up a lot more that I didn't know. Like he talks about having J++, the it was a legitimate product that people were actually using, and then all of a sudden, due to an injunction, you couldn't work on it anymore. Like that.
And he talks about the personal thing of like being in a room and getting the notice, hey, guess what? Yep. The thing you've been working on for the last, years or whatever, can't do it anymore.
I don't know what I would do.
Not
like
a developer reason or because of a product cut or because it wasn't successful.
I would actually be pretty upset with that.
Yeah. So and he talks about it's not a development thing. It was out of his control politics or whatever.
And due to that, that is what caused .NET more or less to get born.
C# to be born. Yeah.
So
definitely cool stuff.
SyncToy.
Yeah, so Larry had posted a video on SyncToy 2.1, and this is supposed to be a bug fix version, but here's kind of like the high-level explanation of SyncToy. what it allows you to do, think of it almost like a GUI for RoboCopy. So I want to be able to take files from this location and put them on another location, mm-hmm. or put them on another like network share or whatever, and it'll make sure that everything gets done.
Yeah.
And it can tell you to remember, hey, this is how I like to sync my photos. So if it does,
and then to smart copy photos. Also. So like if that file already exists over there, don't copy it over.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. So this is really nice if you need to copy from point A to point B.
Yeah. And it also knows like, hey, if I renamed a bunch of files on this side, rename them on this side rather than recopy them and duplicate.
Exactly. So definitely cool stuff.
And it's free too.
Yeah, to play with.
So access for SharePoint web databases.
So this is one of the untold stories, but I really think there was somebody in the comments complaining about this, but I think this is probably the best thing that I've seen the Access team do. It really shows the future of Access. So what it allows you to do is you build people that are used to the Access report builders, you can now, instead of having to deploy the AccessDB and share it across multiple machines and then having the problem of deployment, the right version, and data being out of sync or using the OLADB on some file share, like tons of pain there. Instead, you can use SharePoint and actually publish your Access applications to SharePoint. And I think this is absolutely brilliant in terms of what the Access team has done. I grew up using Access. It's probably one of the first things I did at a college for IBM, ironically. But this makes it really easy to build web pages for somebody that, you know, isn't necessarily going to pick up MVC or doesn't necessarily want to be able to do Visual Studio.
It helps bring down the needed skills to be able to just to do simple data access and data entry. Not everyone can afford a programmer, and this helps bridge the gap.
Democratize.
I know.
So
or the developers don't have the time in the day to build stuff like this.
Yeah, I mean, by democratizing, anybody can build a pretty sophisticated Access application that goes on your internal SharePoint site.
Yeah.
So kudos to that team.
Ooh, picks of the week.
Picks of the week! So, kind of a quick show, but we got a lot of stuff to go through. So, my pick of the week is, what I'd call this game is a Microsoft virus. it started with Duncan playing Dragon Age, which got me playing, because I love BioWare games, which got you playing.
No, I got Sampy, and then I felt left out, so I'm like, okay, fine, if everyone's playing this game, I'll pick up the game. And then now I'm slightly addicted.
Yes. So, and what I like about this, and obviously I've had Picks of the Weeks for games before, but the big thing is I'm all about programmable games. So this game includes probably one of the best feature set tool sets around, and I think the BioWare guys had acquired the Neverwinter Night guys, who had a number of tools that allowed you to do visual, event-driven encounters. So it allows you to sort of like build your own dungeon and then say this event does this. And in fact, even in the game, I don't know how much you've done with the tactics slot, which is almost like a visual. If my health is less than 25,
I
then
just
take a
started
potion.
Messing with that last night, and it kind of bit me slightly. But
yeah, you can.
When all my characters were like in the back, and I'm like, dude, come on. And I couldn't figure out what I did wrong for like 15 minutes, and I felt stupid.
That's awesome. But this is only available. Yes. So I'm playing PC version. You're playing
the Xbox 360 version.
Duncan is on Xbox, and Sampy's on PC.
So
and the programming language, this is like a C-style programming
and
without
you
all that
you wish
stuff.
It was Lua, but it's not.
Yeah, really, frankly, I've seen a lot of standardization in Lua in terms of being able to expose C APIs easily, and it makes it just having Lua's pretty easy programming language to pick up for games. It's cross-platform, so I'm kind of surprised that this wasn't Lua.
But I mean, if they already had the tool set, why rebuild it just to rebuild it so you have Lua? If it works for them,
yeah.
I'm gonna give Biomass some
BioWare.
BioWare, Mass Effect. This is what the other game. Okay,
yes,
sorry. I understand where they're coming from. I mean, like, why rebuild something if it doesn't need to get rebuilt?
All right, so moral of the story, Dragon Age Origins, thumbs up by me, and cool tool set that you won't be able to play with.
So my pick of the week is Iron Bartender. So I've talked about Drink Tender in the past on this, and
what is Drink Tender for people that don't know?
For people that don't know, Drink Tender is a robotic bartending system that I built just for fun to, you know, learn WPF, Link to SQL, et cetera, et cetera.
This is for coding for fun.
This is for coding for fun. It will everything on Drink Tender will be open sourced. It'll be released. You will be told exactly how to build it. everything is off the shelf. Nothing special. And so this is going to be the first real big, large-scale test that Drink Tender will have, and we're actually pitting it. This is how confident I am against a real person.
So this is, you know, people are familiar with Iron Chef.
Yes.
Where it's two chefs have some magical ingredient. This is Iron Bartender, where it's a man or possibly a woman bartender against the Drink Tender.
Yes.
In a blind taste test to see who makes the better drink?
Yes. And we have two community members.
Yeah.
We have two Microsoft judges.
Okay.
And we're going to pick one person randomly from the PDC crowd.
Ooh.
And it will be at 8 p.m. on Wednesday.
Yes.
During the Geek Fest.
Yes. That sounds awesome.
So, yeah.
And Geek Fest is the name of the PDC party.
PDC party, yes.
And we'll be filming this, but I am really excited. I'm rooting for the machine here.
I really want my toy to win.
So, but it has to be blind, and you know, we don't want to call shenanigans on this.
We did do a small a live test of Drink Tender at our little internal Halloween party.
Yes.
And it seemed like everyone liked it.
Yeah.
So that helped boost up my confidence, but you know, anything can happen.
If you're at the PDC, check it out. And if you're not at the PDC, you can follow along everything going on at the PDC at MicrosoftPDC.com, and we'll have some clips of the Iron Bartender contest for you there. So.
And stuff will be on Coding for Fun, of which now we have coding4fun.com actually forwards now.
Oh, hey, finally.
It only took 2 years.
Awesome. So thank you, Clint, for being on.
Thank you for having me.
And we will see you at PDC next week.